It's Thursday. Michael from Yelp.com is here, and we are talking Tahoe.
Yeah, because it's the summertime, so let's get outside.
And it's one of the most beautiful places on the planet.
People say on the planet. It is a bucket list view for so many.
Oh, yeah.
And we get to live here.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there.
An hour away.
It's unbelievable. So, yeah, take a day trip. I mean, you don't have to hang around Reno just because you live here.
No, there's plenty of great spots.
I think the cool thing about Tahoe is the fact that there are these beaches that only locals know about.
Mm-hmm.
They are a little bit of a hike, a little bit off the road. A friend took me to one. It's not exactly hidden, but Chimney Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That used to be a nude place.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No. But there still are a few around the lake.
You know. Yeah.
If you've been to a nude beach, you know that it's not what you envision it.
Well, everything is better in your mind.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get there. But anyway, so I would caution anybody who is going to go to the beach. There are dog-friendly beaches and non-dog-friendly
mm-hmm.
beaches, just like there are nude beaches and non-nude beaches.
Right.
So,
There's nude dog beaches and there's not nude dog
exactly.
beaches.
So make sure your dog's wearing a swimsuit in the appropriate scenario. But if you're going to go up there, you may as well get on the lake and enjoy yourself. I need to give a big shout-out to the Tahoe Adventure Company. These guys are some of the most put together outfitters in the area. If you want to go kayaking, paddleboarding, whatever, they will meet you with the gear, drop it off, let you use it, take you on a guided tour if you want. I know a large group of Yelpers actually a couple of weeks back worked with this company to rent about 20 kayaks.
Mm-hmm.
They delivered them to Sand Harbor. They took a paddle all the way up to the Thunderbird Lodge, hung
mm-hmm.
out, and then back to Sand Harbor. They picked up all the gear, and everyone got in their car and went on their way home. It was a beautiful afternoon.
That's an easy way to do it.
And yes, that is a great way to do it. And you can pick your favorite beach in their zone, and they'll drop it off for you.
Cool.
Pretty cool stuff. There's also another one in Tahoe City called Tahoe City Kayak and Paddleboard. My good friend Linda B, she has worked with this company and said that Luke and Greg are just the most awesomest people that she's ever met. And, if you've never done paddleboarding before,
mm-hmm.
Lake Tahoe is the best place to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you experience paddleboarding, you're probably going to go spend $1,000 on one and you're going to drag it up to all the lakes because it's literally the coolest thing when you can look down, see straight to the bottom,
mm-hmm.
know that the water's about, 10 degrees down there.
Right.
And fear for your life the entire time you're on a floating plank of wood with a paddle. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
But the Tahoe brew scene is actually coming around in a big way, too.
I did not know that.
Yes. We've had quite a few breweries open and a couple of expansions happen, too, in the general Tahoe area.
Mm-hmm.
Tahoe Ale Works recently came online. There's a spot called Brewforia that's about to open in the Incline area. There's, of course, the North Tahoe Ale Trail map that you can find online and actually go on some hikes that end or route you along breweries, which is pretty cool. But there's a company called Tahoe Brew Tours that will put you on a bus and take you all around.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of using the Yelp app and self-guiding because
mm-hmm.
then you could pick the brews that you want.
Right.
But, or the ale trail, of course. But
yeah.
If you want the group experience, hop on a bus, Tahoe Brew Tours. There's a bunch of historic places around the lake that you can pop in for a visit. I mean, everyone knows about the tea house on
mm-hmm.
the island at Emerald Bay.
Emerald Bay, right.
Viking's Home, the Thunderbird Lodge, or the Tillac Historic Site. All make for a great afternoon trip with kid-friendly, family-friendly. Mm-hmm. Some people have them, Dave.
Some of them do.
So you want to get out there and explore. So, take a trip to Tahoe. Check out Yelp. Do a little search. See what's up. And support some of these great local businesses. And get outside of the regular zone.